Progress Test, Unit 1.
Hello and welcome to People Who Changed the World. Who are we looking at today, Josh?
Rosalind Franklin, the scientist.
Wasn't she involved in DNA research?
Yes, well done. Rosalind was born in London in 1920. Her father was a banker and teacher, and her mother was involved in the socialist movement. So they were well-educated and very politically aware. From an early age, Rosalind stood out as being extremely intelligent. Thankfully, at a time when many people, particularly girls, didn't get a good education, her parents could afford to send her to good schools. She excelled at physics and chemistry, and by the age of 15, she decided she wanted a career in science. Later, at Cambridge University, she witnessed the battle for equality that women had in those days, with strict limits on the number of university places for women and plenty of discrimination.
But she succeeded at university?
Yes. It came down to hard work. She would often spend 8 hours a day in the lab. After graduating in 1941 and later earning a PhD, she got a job in a laboratory in Paris. Rosalind loved the atmosphere there, where she was always treated as an equal. There, in Paris, she learned an X-ray technique called X-ray diffraction, something which would later lead to her discoveries.
If I recall, she used X-rays to study DNA, didn't she?
Yes. At the time, scientists thought DNA played a role in genetics, but they weren't really sure what. In order to understand this, rival scientists were racing to find out the shape of the DNA molecule. While at King's College London, Rosalind and her student Raymond Gosling spent many hours taking images of DNA using X-rays. But Franklin needed to use an X-ray machine for up to 100 hours to get her images, and during this time, she was often exposed to X-rays herself.
Why not take precautions?
Well, you have to remember that people didn't understand the dangers as well as we do now. But even bearing that in mind, she was always taking risks. She would often just walk casually in front of the X-ray machine when it was on. The irony is that she took so much care over her science, but didn't take care of herself. Anyway, Franklin took some amazingly clear images, and these helped to show us the shape of DNA. She shared her discoveries with colleagues, but one of them showed her most important X-ray image to a rival scientist at Cambridge University, James Watson. When Watson saw the photo, it left a lasting impression. Watson and a colleague called Francis Crick used her research data and photos. It helped them to build a model of DNA, which later won them the Nobel Prize. What was really ethically unacceptable is that Rosalind Franklin was hardly credited at all in their study.
Why not complain? If she didn't deserve the Nobel Prize, who did?
Exactly. Perhaps the answer lies in Franklin's character. She was quite a reserved person, self-effacing really, and I don't think she ever really realised that Crick and Watson had used her data to produce their model. She probably thought they'd come across it independently. She actually celebrated their discovery along with everyone else.
What happened after that?
Franklin left King's College London pretty soon after Crick and Watson published their results, and she spent the next 3 years at Birkbeck College studying viruses. This was groundbreaking work too, and it laid the foundations for a new branch of science, structural virology. Then, in the autumn of 1956, she discovered that she had cancer.
Was that due to all the time spent with X-rays?
Almost certainly. She died in April 1958, aged 37. Although she had a great mind, and ultimately her discoveries led to breakthroughs like gene therapy, she was almost forgotten about. That is, until several books about her appeared after the millennium. The best of these is the recollections of her sister Jennifer. It really evokes both the science of the time and Rosalind's character. Owing to the books, Franklin is beginning to be appreciated again and get the credit she deserves. Hopefully, that will lead to her earning her rightful place in the history of science.